Assemblyman Ray Walter is joining us. Assemblyman, we find out in the last few hours that the Assembly Democrats are kind of killing the sports betting measure that's been proposed in the Assembly. Any idea just why?
Well, unfortunately, the Speaker requires a majority of his members to put any bill forward. And I think that there's more than a majority within the whole House for betting, and whether that be mobile or otherwise. I mean, we should be able to do this after the Supreme Court ruled that states can go ahead and do sports gambling. Unfortunately, again, New York is going to be behind the curve. We're going to see it in Connecticut. We're going to see it in New Jersey. We'll probably see it in Pennsylvania. And we're not going to have it here, and we're going to be behind the eight ball once again.
And this is the last week for you guys coming up for this session. Is sports betting dead effectively this year?
Well, when we passed the law to allow gambling casinos, there was regulations in there that would also authorize sports betting. So the New York State Gaming Commission can go ahead and authorize betting in the casinos throughout the state. And that's different than the Indian casinos. But so, you know, out at Del Lago or at resorts in the Catskills or Rivers in Schenectady, there will be sports betting allowed there if the Gaming Commission gets their regulations in. So it's not completely dead yet. But as far as any kind of an expansion, like mobile gaming or anything like that, that's dead as far as this goes
so
for the year.
Just so I know I'm understanding you right, people can physically go to these casinos and they can gamble there, but when it comes to the phone options,
right,
that's what's really going to be dead for this year?
Yeah, so there it's already authorized under law to allow sports gaming in the casinos. There just has to be regulations to implement it. And the Gaming Commission can do that all on their own. The difference is an expansion of that, going mobile, doing it throughout the state and in other ways, that's not going to be able to be done through regulation. That would take some additional action by the legislature, and the Assembly Democrats have said they're not going to move forward with that.
Well, and since most people, you know, they live on their phones, basically, you know, is New York State going to get any kind of benefit from this, even if, you know, there's no access to it on the phones?
Not at this point. So any kind of revenue that's going to be generated in other states, we're going to miss out on once again.